您听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月28日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan 为我们继续讲解《永恒的解开两经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, please.
Reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead.
今天我们继续讲解永恒的解开两经，是 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第23章，生命的终极目标，对神首的爱。
Speaking this morning from Sri Mayapur Dham.
今天我们还是在 Sri Mayapur Dham 向大家直播。
Still in Mayapur.
我们还在迈阿波。
So, we have one question left from last week.
上周我们遗留了一个问题。
Which is?
这个问题是一元论修成后个体没了，还能被神恢复灵性个体吗？If someone succeeds in the practice of monism and attains perfection,Can God still help him to recover his spiritual entity or spiritual individuality? Sorry.
Individuality is never lost.
这个灵魂的个体性是永远不会消失的。
Because the individuality is the identity of the soul.
因为个体性是灵魂的一个本质。
But depending on the environment that the soul finds itself in, then it will blossom or not blossom.
那么根据这个灵魂所在的这个环境的不同，那它的这个个体性可能会绽放，这个灵魂可能会绽放，可能也不会绽放。
However, we have to understand that there is only one vital.
但是我们要知道呢，实际上呢，只有唯一的一个很重要的因素。
And that unless one come in touch with a pure devotee, it would not be possible to become Krishna conscious.
就是除非一个人他能够和纯粹的一个奉献者有所接触，否则的话，他是不可能获得 Krishna 知觉的。
Krishna consciousness is acquired by association with devotees.
Krishna 知觉是通过和奉献者的联谊而达成的。
So when the soul comes in contact with a pure devotee of Krishna, then the process can begin.
那么当一个个体灵魂能够接触到主的纯粹奉献者的时候，那么这个程序就启动了。
So Krishna gives guru and guru gives Krishna.
那换句话说就是 Krishna他把 Guru 给你，而 Guru 又把 Krishna 给你。
Okay.
Okay.
So, we continue from Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami.
那我们继续来讲解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
Last week we discussed the accessibility to five different.Relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world.
那我们上周呢，就是讲到了，有五种方式能够与 Krishna 在灵性世界的 Krishna 建立关系。
And how this material body and this material world is a training ground for the conditioned souls to come to the platform of pure devotional service.
另外，我们也讲到了这个物质世界和这个物质躯体，就好比是一个培训基地一样，让被受缚在这里的，就是灵魂能够受到这个训练，而逐渐恢复他的灵性的本性。
The devotee has to become greedy for spiritual progress.
一个奉献者，他应当对灵性的进步有一种贪婪迫切的心情。
And this kind of greediness cannot manifest unless one is free from material defects and especially material attachment and offenses.
那只有一个人，他摆脱了物质的这个缺陷，还有呢，就是物质的冒犯，还有依附的时候，他才能够达成。
So it's a daily practice through sadhana, where we need to go deep into our meditative japa and deep into our devotional practices.
所以呢，这个呢，就是我们每天的一个冥想的重要的部分，它体现在我们的 sadhana, 我们每一天的念诵，还有我们每一天的奉献服务之中。
In this chapter and other chapters, Lord Chaitanya very freely opens the treasure house of pure love for Krishna.
在这一章还有其他的章节当中，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他敞开了这个充满爱的宝库的大门。
He has already done so during the dancing at the Ratha Yatra Fair.Festival.
那么在这之前，在这个 Ratha Yatra 的弹车节上面，他已经这样做了。他自由地打开了这扇爱的宝库。
His symptoms of ecstasy while dancing in front of Lord Jagannath.
在主 Jagannath 面前舞蹈的时候，他展示出欢喜的真相。
Actually, not many devotees could understand Lord Chaitanya's behavior.
事实上呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些举动，并不是所有的奉献者都能理解的。
And yet, Lord Chaitanya exhibited those symptoms of ecstasy, which are symptoms of separation from Krishna, into the public eyes.
但是呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却在公众的面前，在他们的眼前，展示出了这些狂喜的真相，而这些狂喜的真相是来自于他和主的这种分离之情。
Lord Chaitanya also very freely and openly discuss very intimate topics about the relationship between Radha and Krishna when he met with Sri Ramananda Roy.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 遇到 Ramananda Roy 的时候，他也是以一种非常自由开放的这种方式来谈Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种爱的逍遥时光。
The kind of topics that are way beyond our understanding of what love is.
他们的这个主题的这个探讨，其深意远远超越了我们对爱的理解。
Lord Chaitanya also discussed these topics in the gardens of the Gundicha temple.
另外在 Gundicha 庙的这个花园里面呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也敞开的谈了这个主题。
And he's discussing them also with Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami.
他也和 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 探讨了这个主题。
And in his later pastimes, we are getting close to now the Antya Lila, we will see our Lord Chaitanya will completely break open the storehouse of pure love for Krishna.
那么在这个 Antya Lila, 也就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 晚期的逍遥时光即将来临的时候，那就是我们接下来很快就会讲到的。那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就完全的敞开了这个储藏着对主的爱的这个宝库大门。
So these are things that were to some degree not revealed even in the Srimad Bhagavatam when Shukadev Goswami discusses Krishna's transcendental pastime with Maharaj Parikshit.
那在圣典佛家瓦坛里面，即使是当苏克德和格鲁斯瓦米和帕瑞什马哈拉去对话的时候，苏克德和格鲁斯瓦米他也没有揭示，其他念马哈帕布所说的这些主题。
First of all, we know that even the name of Srimati Radharani is not mentioned once in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
首先我们要知道在圣严伯加瓦的第十篇，Srimati Radharani的这个名字都没有直接的被提到过，哪怕一次都没有。She
is mentioned, but indirectly.
的确是提到了她，但是是一种间接的方式。
And the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis are mentioned, but unless we have the commentaries of the acharyas, it's not easy to understand them.
那在第十篇当中的确是讲到了 Krishna 和勾皮牧牛姑娘们之间的这些逍遥时光，但是呢，除非我们有 acharya 们所提供的这些要旨和阐释，否则的话。
The feelings of separation from the inhabitants of Vrindavan when Krishna and Balaram leave Vrindavan to go to Mathura. These are just a glimpse of what it means to feel separation from Krishna.
那样的一些描述呢，其实仅仅是提供了对与 Krishna 分离的这种情感的这样一篇。And
these transcendental literatures are there to show us what is expected for someone who is on the path of Krishna consciousness.
这些超然的文献其实就是为了让我们知道。 当一个人他走在了 Krishna 知觉的道路上的时候，一步一步都会发生些什么。So
we practice every day. We practice even in our association with the devotees.
每一天我们都在修习 Krishna 知觉，我们都在和 Krishna 的奉献者一起联谊，在联谊中修习。We
learn not to make offenses.
我们学会了怎么样避免冒犯。Because
as long as there are offenses, the door to the spiritual world will be shut tight.
因为除非我们真正的完全的避免了对奉献者的这个冒犯，否则的话，我们通往灵性世界的大门总会紧闭。We
have to be very, very clear on this. Haridas Thakur has listed 10 offenses to avoid while chanting. And we have to, by all means, avoid these 10 offenses.
那这点我们是要非常警醒的。Haridas Thakur他列出了冒犯声明的十戒，所以呢，这个十项这个冒犯就是我们要非常的谨慎的避免的。Srila
Jiva Goswami explains that even if one chants the holy name of Krishna, there is eternal benefit.
Jiva Goswami 他说呢，只要一个人他去唱诵主 Krishna 的这个圣名的话，他就拥有了永恒的裨益。But
pure love for Krishna may not manifest.
但是即便是这样呢，对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱依然有可能不展示。So
all these informations that are given in the scriptures, they are there in front of our eyes. We read about them, we talk about them, but the question is, where is the eagerness, where is the greed, and where is the taste?
那这是今年里所有的这些知识都是敞开在我们的眼前的，我们读到了它，我们也去讨论它，去聆听它。但是问题就是说，我们的这种迫切的这种心愿，我们的渴望以及我们的这种贪婪究竟在哪里能找到呢？
So the Goswamis have written these books on practical devotional activities where we go from following rules to becoming spontaneous.
那 Goswami 们他们就写了这些文献，就是通过他们的这些书籍，我们就知道怎么样从一种，就是从修习的这个规范修习的这样的一个起点开始入手，然后再怎么样逐渐的，去激发这种自然而然的爱。
And Rupa Goswami has listed 64 rules that the devotee should follow.
那 Rupa Goswami 呢，他就写到了奉献者们应当遵循的64项规范。
And out of those 64, five stand out as most important.
那在这64条规范当中，其中有五项呢是最突出的、最显著的。
These five have the power to actually awaken pure love for Krishna within the heart.
那这五项呢，它具有无比的这种力量，它可以唤醒一个人内心中潜伏着的对 Krishna 的爱，纯粹的爱。
To be eager to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam.
第一个呢，就是说渴望去聆听圣典波迦瓦坛。
To worship the deities very, very carefully and with love.
充满着爱，小心翼翼地去服务主的神像。
To chant the holy name of Krishna without committing offenses.
念诵唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，不带冒犯地去唱诵圣名。
To be in the association of devotees with a mood of service.
带着一种服务的心态和奉献者去联谊。
To live in the holy dham and serve the holy dham.
居住在圣地，服务于圣地。
And serving the holy dham or living in the holy dham means to actually be in Vrindavan or Mathura or Mayapur or Puri or Dwarka.
就居住在圣地，这些圣地包括 Vrindavan, Mayapur, Puri,Dwarka.
Or to live within the holy dham within one's mind.
或者呢，也可以居住在一个人心目中的圣地，心意中的圣地。
Or to create the atmosphere of the holy dham wherever we are.
或者是无论身处何方，都能够创造出一种圣地的氛围。
So these five activities can give the devotee easy access to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
那这五项活动呢，就可以让一个人轻松地进入到 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光里。
So to be Krishna conscious, someone asked the question the other day, what does that mean to be Krishna conscious? It means to be conscious of Krishna.
前几天有人问了一个问题，什么是 Krishna 知觉呢？那我们的答案就是说 Krishna 知觉就是意味着知觉 Krishna。
So it is mentioned that no one before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given access to service of the divine couple in Goloka Vrindavan。
那据说在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之前，没有一个人教导了这种，就是或者说可以帮助一个人进入到对 Goloka Vrindavan 的 Radha 和 Krishna 的服务之中。
Lord Chaitanya is glorified as Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goradvise Namaha. Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous because he gives Krishna Prema.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就像磁石一样充满着吸引力，是因为他赐予了我们 Krishna Prema, 对 Krishna 纯粹的爱。
That's the main reason why Lord Chaitanya came. He came to freely give without any regard for birth or caste or gender or family lineage, anyone without any distinction can get pure love for Radha and Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他来到这个世界上，他是不问你的家庭、你的出身、 你的家庭、你的出身、你的性别、你的种种资格，而是说每一个人都是可以去恢复对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱的。
This is very, very unique and very unusual that an incarnation can come as the Supreme Lord directly Himself and open the door to the spiritual world in this way.
那一个主的化身，他能够直接的来到这个世界上，并且帮助我们敞开了，通向对主的爱的这个大门。那这是一种非常不同寻常的。
And of course, the basis of this distribution of pure love of Krishna is based on one principle, and that's compassion.
对 Krishna 的这种纯粹爱的派发，它就是建立在一个唯一的基础上，这个就是仁慈。
So when you are compassionate, you don't discriminate.
当你呢非常的仁慈的时候，你是不会再去做评判和分辨的。
So compassion is one of the qualities of a devotee.
所以呢，这种仁慈之心是奉献者的一项突出的品格。
That we have to learn to give Krishna consciousness to everyone.
就是我们要学会把 Krishna 知觉给予所有的人，每一个人。
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains that for someone who comes in contact with Krishna consciousness, there is a very, very powerful way to make rapid progress.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, 他说当一个人接触到 Krishna 知觉的时候，有一个非常好的办法可以让他获得迅速的进步。
And that rapid progress does not come about by sitting and chanting 64 rounds or meditating on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but by performing Sankirtan.
这个呢不是通过你坐在那里端坐在这里一天念诵64个小时 或者说是讨论 Radha 和 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，而是说呢你通过这个 Sankirtan， 通过 Kirtan 唱诵主的圣名就能够达到。
This is the main meditation for a devotee.
这是对一个奉献者来说呢，这个是唯一的一种冥想，
to chant the holy name and to distribute the holy name.
去唱诵主的圣名，并且去派发主的圣名。
And then gradually the spiritual world opens up and everything is revealed within one's heart.
那逐步的这个灵性的大门就会向你敞开，而所有的一切就会在内心中向你揭示。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to become pure devotees.
所以Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他是希望所有的人都能够成为纯粹的奉献者的。
And that's why he is giving those teachings to his followers.
这就是为什么他就是以这种方式给予他的追随者们以教导。
Yare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesha mara gera guru anatare hidesh. Whoever you see, you speak about Krishna in my name, you become a guru.
无论你见到谁都把 Krishna 告诉他，以我的名义成为一位 guru， 一位灵性导师吧。
We have to give everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
我们应当给每一个人一个接触到 Krishna 知觉的机会。
And when we practice that austerity, that's when the heart becomes purified, and that's when we begin to understand what it means to serve Krishna in the spiritual world.
当我们去从事苦行的时候，我们内心就能够得到净化，那个时候我们就能明白在灵性世界去服务 Krishna 究竟意味着什么了。
Then we become very eager to hear about the relationship between Krishna and his eternal associates.
然后我们就会非常迫切的去渴望聆听 Krishna 和他的永恒的同游之间的逍遥时光。
We want to hear the pastimes.
我们想去听那些逍遥时光。
The same pastimes again and again, because each time we read them, each time we get new realizations.
我们愿意一遍又一遍的去聆听那些逍遥时光，因为每一次去聆听到的时候，都会有新的觉悟。
For example, if we read one pastimes that takes place in Vrindavan, each Acharya will give a different angle of that pastime.
比如说我们来聆听或者去阅读人那们的一个逍遥时光的话，我们就会看到不同的 Acharya 们，这些先师们，他们就会从不同的角度去进行阐释。
And that pastime becomes, it's actually inconceivable, but it's extraordinary how Krishna can interact with his devotees.
那你看到这些逍遥时光的时候，你会惊奇于 Krishna 是怎么样和这些奉献者进行交流的，读上去真的是让人觉得不可思议。
Krishna in relationship with all the animals.
Krishna 和所有的这些动物之间的关系。
Krishna in relationship to his friends.
Krishna 和朋友之间的关系。
Krishna in relationship to his parents.
Krishna 和他的父母间的关系。
And Krishna in relationship to his lovers.
还有 Krishna 和他的爱侣之间的关系。
And each one has a very specific way to deal with Krishna.
他们中的每一个都有他独特的这个方式去对待 Krishna.
They are feelings of excitement.
他们的这种激动。
There are feelings of separation.
他们的这种分离之情。
There is apprehension.
他们还有这种局促不安。
There is this confidence that Krishna will always be there.
有的时候他们又非常的充满的信心，觉得 Krishna 永远会在他们的身边，不会离去。
Sometimes there is anger.
有的时候呢，还会有一些愤怒。
Sometimes there is fear.
有的时候又有恐惧。
So all these emotions that we experience in this material world, which are based on the false ego, have their origin on the pure platform between Krishna and his devotees.
我们在这个物质世界所经历到的种种的这些情感都是建立在假我的基础上的，而他们又都有这个最原本的纯粹的这个源头，这个就是在灵性世界发生在 Krishna 和他的奉献者们之间的爱心交流之中。
This is why Rupa Goswami has explained that every time that he hears the word Krishna, he wishes that he had a million tongues to chant that name, and he had millions of ears to hear that name.
这就是为什么 Rupa Goswami 他说他每次听到 Krishna 的名字的时候，他都希望他有千千万万个万万条舌头去颂赞 Krishna 的圣名，他也希望自己有千千万万双耳朵去聆听 Krishna 的圣名。
So after explaining to Sanatan Goswami all the different technical details about the emotions between Krishna and his pure devotees, Lord Chaitanya will now begin to describeThe qualities of Krishna and the qualities of Radha.
那在向 Sanatan Goswami 非常详尽的去谈到了这些爱的这种不同的层面之后，那么 Krishna 呢，他现在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在就要谈Krishna 和他的爱侣 Radharani 的品格。
He says the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna are unlimited. Out of these, 64 are considered prominent. The ears of the devotees are satisfied simply by hearing these qualities one after the other.
那在这里说到呢，就是主 Krishna 的超然的品格是无穷无尽的。在这些品格之中有64项被认为是最显著的。只是通过聆听，逐一的去聆听所有的这些品格，奉献者们的耳朵就得到了全然的满足。
So we're going to hear these 64 qualities.
那我们现在就要去听一下这个 Krishna 的这64项品格都是些什么。
Krishna, the supreme hero, has the most beautiful transcendental body. This body possesses all good features.It is radiant and very pleasing to the eyes. His body is powerful, strong, and youthful.
那这里说到呢 ，Krishna 是至高无上的英雄，他拥有最为美丽的超然的躯体。这躯体拥有一切美好的特点。它散发着光芒，它让我们的眼睛赏心悦目。 他的躯体是那么的有力量、强大、青春焕发。
So, when a devotee is engaged in worshipping the deities, these qualities become very, very clear to the eyes and the mind of the pujari.
那当奉献者去服务 Krishna 的神像的时候，这些品格，就这里所描述的这些特点，就在一个 pujari 的祭师的这个眼睛里呢，就变得非常的显而易见了。
When we take darshan of the deities in the temple, we see Krishna is very beautifully decorated and very nicely dressed.
那么当我们到了这个神庙里面，站在神像的面前 darshan 觐见神像的时候，我们会看到神像都装扮得非常的美丽，无论他们的服装还是首饰。
But the most fortunate are the pujaris when they have to go into the altar, undress Krishna, bathe him, and then dress him again. Then you really get to discover how beautiful Krishna is.
那么最幸运的还是得数这些 pujari 了，因为 pujari 他们会进到这个神像所在的这个空间神像房里面，然后他们会会帮这个神像卸下他们的原来的这个服装，然后给他们沐浴，然后再穿上新装，所以在这个过程当中他们可以真真切切的体会到神像的这个美丽。
And Srila Prabhupada perfectly understoodhow important it is for devotees to worship the deities.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他完全都知道对于奉献者来说崇拜神像有多么的重要。
From the very beginning, Prabhupada arranged for deities of Radha and Krishna to be sent to the West.
其实是从这个 一开始啊，那个 Srila Prabhupada 他就安排了 Radha 和 Krishna 的神像去到世界的每一个庙宇。
In every major city is in the world, Prabhupada installed deities of Radha and Krishna and then trained the devotees how to serve them and how to worship them.
那在世界上每一个重要的这个城市，释迦牟尼都会设置神像，然后他也给奉献者们一些训练，告诉他们怎么样能够很好的去服务神像。
Because based on the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada understood that to engage the senses, which means the entire body, in serving the deities is very, very purifying, but also one develops the vision of being with Krishna intimately.
就是在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Rupa Goswami 的这个教导当中呢，就是可以，需要爸爸可以看到，就是用你的所有的这个感官，也就是去用你的身体全神去服务于主是多么的重要，因为它不仅仅能够净化每一个服务的人奉献者，而且呢它可以帮助这个奉献者培养出一种非常亲密的一种和神像关系非常亲密的一种品类。
There are hundreds of details.For someone who actually served the deities.
其实对一个去服务神像的人来说呢，这个细节真可以说是不计其数。
Cooking for the deities.
包括给奉献给神像的这个烹饪。
Dressing the deities.
给神像的装扮
Bathing the deities.
给神像的沐浴。
Cleaning the temple.
还有呢，打扫这个神像。
Decorating the deities.
然后呢还有就是给神像装扮
Performing arti to the deities
还有呢做这个 arti
Taking care of all of Krishna's paraphernalia
还有呢要小心的去照看 Krishna 的所有的这些物品
Organizing festivals for Krishna
还有为 Krishna 去组织那些节日的庆典
Growing Tulsi Devi and picking Tulsi leaves for every day's worship
然后呢还要去种和看护这个Tulsi 树然后每天呢还要去摘 Tulsi 的叶子去做这个每天的服务供奉。
From 4 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock in the evening, Krishna is being served very intimately by the devotees.
可以说呢，就从每天早上四点钟一直到晚上九点钟，Krishna 呢都允许他的奉献者非常亲近的去服务于他。
Okay, more qualities. Krishna is the linguist of all wonderful languages. He is a truthful and very pleasing speaker. He is expert in speaking, and he is very wise.Learned scholar and a genius.
他就是在这里说到了 Krishna， 他是一位最出色的语言家，他会说所有的优美的语言，他非常的真诚，而且当他说话的时候，总是让人们感到内心非常的喜悦。嗯，他能言善说。他是非常有智慧的，他是一位渊博的学者，也是一位天才。
So the first question that should come to mind is, we wonder if Krishna speaks Chinese.
我们现在第一个要问的问题就是说 ，Krishna， 那 Krishna 会说中文吗
？Imagine speaking Chinese with Krishna.
你想象一下，直接跟 Krishna 用中文说话。
You get to the spiritual world and Krishna looks at you and goes, 你好吗？
你到灵性世界，然后 Krishna 就跟你打招呼说你好吗？
怎么样？
怎么样
？I mean, Krishna speaks every possible language in this material world, in the material creation, and in the spiritual world.
就是在这个物质世界，在这个物质的世界的这个创造中，还有包括在灵性世界，你能想到的所有的语言 ，Krishna 都是会说的。
Not only that, but there's also the language to interact with other living entities.
不仅如此，人的语言，还有跟其他的生物体之间的这个对话。那样的语言他也会。
And not only he speaks every possible means of communication, but he is expert at speaking. In other words, he knows how to attract the devotee and extract pure love from their hearts.
还有他就是说不仅他能用各种各样的语言和不同的生物之间进行对话，而且呢，他这个，他当他说话的时候也是非常的巧妙。充满着魅力，因为呢，意思就是说，他能够用特定的说话的这种方式去激发出奉献者内心当中的爱。
How he manages to stir up the heart of the gopis when he calls them with his flute in the middle of the night, and when they come rushing to him, he convinces them that this is very improper, and they should all go home.
当他在深夜的时候吹起了在森林里吹起了笛子，用笛声搅动了勾皮牧牛姑娘们心的时候，牧牛姑娘们都无法自持奔向他。可是当他见到牧牛姑娘的时候，又说：“你们在这个深夜的时候跑来见我，实在是太不恰当了。你们现在就应当马上回去，不应该留在这里。”
How expert is Krishna when he speaks the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna?
那当 Krishna 去讲这个薄伽梵歌，向 Arjuna 传播，去这个述说薄伽梵歌的时候，又是多么的雄辩呀！
How Krishna at such a young age managed to convince philosophically his father that the sacrifice to Indra should stop and the worship of Govardhan should be celebrated.
那这是 Krishna 很小的时候，他就能言善辩，他想办法，就说服了他的父亲，告诉他不应该向这个半神人 Indra 去供奉，而是应该举行Govardhan Puja， 向 Govardhan 去供奉。
Krishna is very expert in artistic enjoyment. He is highly cunning, expert, grateful.And firmly determined in his vows, he knows how to deal according to time, person, and country, and he sees through the scriptures and authoritative books. He is very clean and self-controlled.
Krishna, 他精于艺术化的享受，他极其的狡猾， 他充满着感恩之情，他总是坚守自己的誓言，他知道怎么样根据时间、人物和不同的地域去因地制宜的对待不同的人，他能够渗透经典，他谙熟经典以及权威性的书籍，他非常的洁净，他懂得自我控制。
So everything Krishna does, it's done with expertise.
所以呢，无论 Krishna 做什么，都是非常的精湛的。
How he kills the demons?
他怎么去杀死的那些恶魔呢？
How he attracts the coward boys and plays with them in the forest?
啊，他怎么样在森林里面吸引着那些牧牛童们，和他们在一起，在森林里面嬉戏玩耍。
Something that we don't hear about very much is when Krishna comes back in the evening after taking care of the cows, and he enters the cow shed and begins to milk the cows.
有一个情景我们可能不太听到的，就是 Krishna 他从森林里面回来之后，他是怎么样去到这个牛棚，然后呢，就开始给母牛挤奶。
So he is expert at giving pleasure to the cows.
所以说呢，他非常擅长给这个母牛们以快乐。
But while he's doing this, he's cracking jokes with the coward boys.
但是他一边在给母牛挤奶，让母牛非常舒服高兴，一边呢又跟那些牧牛童们说着玩笑。
And at the same time, he's looking at the gopis and giving them sweet smiles.
但是同时呢，他又望着那些牧牛姑娘们，向他们抛出微笑。
And then, what he does also is he frees the calf while being held by the rope and let them free to go and get milk from the cows.
有的时候他还悄悄地把那些被拴起来的小牛犊把他们放出来，解开他们身上的绳子，然后让他们好像那些母牛们去吸奶。
And when he needs to convince someone to do something, he will quote from scriptures, even though the scriptures are coming from him.
当他想要说服某一个人的时候，他立刻就引经据典，虽然那些经典其实是他从他而来。
How is it that Krishna is very clean?
那 Krishna 怎么就那么的洁净呢？那么干净呢？
He is always wearing very beautiful and very clean clothes all the time, even when he is in the forest and he plays in the dust.
不管是在什么时候，他都穿着非常洁净、整洁、非常美丽的衣服。就算是他在森林里面、在泥地里面玩的时候，他也穿戴的非常的整洁一些。
Lord Krishna is steady, his senses are controlled, he is very forgiving, grave, and calm. He is also equal to all. Moreover, he is magnanimous, religious, chivalrous, and kind. He is always respectful to respectable people.
Lord Krishna is very stable. His 感官The steady means that emotionally steady or what?
In every possible way.
Okay. 第一个就是说到主 Krishna 非常的稳定，他的感官总是得到控制，他非常的包容、庄重而平静，他对所有的人都等而视之。不仅如此，他还心胸博大，充满着虔诚之心，他具有侠义的心肠，并且友善待人。他对所有德高望重的人都极其尊重。
Krishna is very simple and liberal. He is humble and bashful. He is the protector of the surrendered souls. He is very happy. He is always the well-wisher of his devotees. He is all auspicious and he is submissive to love.
就是呢 ，Krishna 他是非常的淳朴，他又是非常的 包容，他极其谦卑，又有些腼腆。他是所有的皈依他的灵魂的保护者，他非常的快乐，他总是祝福着所有的奉献者，他是最为吉祥的。他也臣服于爱。
Krishna is very influential and famous. He is the object of attachment for everyone. He is the shelter of the good and the virtuous. He is attractive to the minds of women, and he is worshipped by everyone. He is very, very rich.
在这里说到 Krishna 非常具有影响力，他也声名远扬。所有的人都心心念念的迷恋着他，他庇护着一切的美德和善良。他深深的吸引了女性的心，所有的人都崇拜他，他非常非常的富有。
Yes. Krishna is the supreme. He is always glorified as the supreme lord and controller. Thus, all the previously mentioned transcendental qualities are in him. Five qualities of the supreme personality of Godhead mentioned, 50 qualities of the supreme personality of Godhead mentioned above are as deep as an ocean. In other words, they are difficult to fully comprehend.
Krishna 是至尊者，他以至尊主的身份被人们荣耀，他也是至尊的控制者。因此，之前所提到的所有的超然品格，他都集于一身。至尊主的五十相，就是上面所提到的至尊人格守神的五十项品格，都像海洋一样深不可测。换句话说，难以真正的理解，难以完全的理解。
Yes. Okay. Now, these qualities.Are sometimes, we're talking about Krishna's qualities, are minutely exhibited in living beings, but they are fully manifest in Krishna.
就是这些品格有的时候呢，会，这些品格有的时候会些许的体现在个体生物的身上，但是在至尊人格守神的身上却得到了完全的展示。
For example, we know Krishna has 6 qualities.
比如说我们知道 Krishna 他有64项品格。
Beauty.
他的这个美丽。
Strength.
他的就是力量。
Knowledge.
还有他的知识。
Renunciation.
还有他的气质。Fame.
And fame.
还有他的名声。
So, living entities may have these qualities to a very minute degree.But Krishna has them in full, and no one else has them in full.
那这个，就这些品格的话，个体的这个生物它也会有的，或者是有其中的一项或者几项，但是都是极其微小的，从量上而言。但是 Krishna 至尊人格守神却拥有所有的这项品格，而且是充分的，全然的。
So because the spirit soul has the same quality as Krishna, who is the supreme soul. The spirit soul has some of these qualities, but not in full.
所以说呢，个体灵魂因为是 Krishna 的微小的这个部分，所以从质上而言，它拥有了这些品质，但是这些品质是非常微小的。那么就是，但是 Krishna 呢？他是所有这些品格的源头，他拥有所有的这些品格，而且是完整的、充分的。
Prabhupada gives the example of gold. If you have a tiny little piece of gold, that gold is the same as an entire gold mine.
那就是 希腊帕帕他说，如果你拥有一点黄金，哪怕只有那么一点点的话，那么这个黄金的性质和整座金山是一样。
So, apart from all these qualities, there are five other qualities that are found in Krishna that are also present in the demigods like Shiva.
除了这五十种品质之外，还有五种其他的品质，也可以在至尊人格手身上看到。而这些品格又部分的展示在像希瓦这样的半神人身上。
So what are those qualities?
那么这些品格又包括哪些呢？这五种又是哪五项呢？
One, the Lord is always situated in his original position. What?
No. You want to say everything or you just want to
part? You translate each time.
就是这些品格呢，就是有第一个就是主总是处在他原本的地位上。
Two is omniscient.
主是无所不知的。
Three is always fresh and youthful.
他总是风华正茂，青春年少。
Four is the concentrated form of eternity, knowledge and bliss.
他集永恒知识与喜乐于一身。
Five, he is the possessor of all mystic perfection.
他拥有一切神秘的完美。
So there are other five qualities which exist in Vaikuntha, in Narayan, the Lord of Lakshmi. These qualities are also in Krishna, but they are not present in the demigods like Shiva and other living entities.
那还有五种品格是在就是 Vaikuntha, 无忧心秀的 Narayan 身上。得到体现的，而 Narayan 就是Lakshmi 幸运女神的主，这些品格也同样展示在 Krishna 的身上，但是却没有展示在主 Shiva 以及其他的生物体的身上。
So these qualities are the Lord possesses inconceivable supreme power.
那么这些品格呢，就包括就是第一条，就是主是拥有不可思议至高无上的力量。
Two, he generates innumerable universes from his body.
从他的身上，他创造了无数的宇宙。
Three, he is the original source of all incarnation.
他是所有的化身最原本的源头。
Four, he bestows salvation upon the enemies that he kills.
他甚至赐予他被他所杀死的敌人以救赎。
And five, he has the ability to attract exalted persons who are satisfied in themselves.
他甚至有能力去吸引那些已经自我满足的那些崇高的人。他甚至能吸引那些崇高的自我满足的人。
So, apart from what? No, that's okay. Apart from these qualities, Krishna has four qualities which are not even manifested in Vaikuntha.
那除了刚才所说的所有的这些超然品格，就是六十项之外呢 ，Krishna 他还有四项超然的品格。即便是在 Narayan 的身上，也是看不到的，没有展示的。
And these four qualities are only found in Vrindavan.
那接下来要说的这四项品格。四项特质呢，就是只有在 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 身上才能够看到。
One, Krishna is like an ocean filled with waves of pastime that evoke wonder within everyone in the three worlds.
这是第一个，就是 Krishna 就像是浩瀚的海洋，充满着这个超然的逍遥时光的波浪。它激起了三个世界中每一个人的惊奇。
Two, in his activities of conjugal love, he is always surrendered by his dear devotees who possess unequal love for him.
在他的那种之爱的活动之中，他的身边。当他展示爱侣之爱的时候，他的身边总是环绕的亲爱的奉献者们，而这些亲爱的奉献者们 拥有对他的无与伦比的爱。
Three, he attracts the mind of all the three worlds with the melodious vibration of his flute.
他以优美动人的笛音吸引着三个世界所有人的心。
And four, his personal beauty and opulence are beyond compare.
他个人的美丽和富裕是无与伦比的。
No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him.
没有一个人能与他媲美，没有一个人比他更伟大。
Thus, the personality of Godhead astonishes all living entities, both moving and non-moving, within the three worlds. He is so beautiful that he is called Krishna.
因此呢，所有因此在三个世界中的所有的生物体，无论动与不动的。为至尊主 Krishna 而感到惊异，他是如此的美丽，他的名字就是 Krishna， 他被称为 Krishna。
So these are the qualities that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described for the devotee to be attracted in devotional service.
就是。这个切塔尼亚马哈帕布就描述了主的这些不可思议的这些品格啊，那奉献者们呢就被 Krishna 所深深的吸引，因为他们被 Krishna 的这些品格所吸引。
This kind of description really put into perspective our own conception of qualities and beauties in this material world.
Put into perspective means.
Perspective.
A perspective means
our own idea.
It reflects our own.
Now, our own idea of what we think is beauty and opulence in this material world. These qualities put us and our vision into perspective.
那么从这样的一些超然的美的这个描述当中，我们就可以对照之下看看我们对这个物质世界的这种美是。怎么样来看待的？
In other words, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spends an entire chapter talking about his own opulence.
那在这个《薄伽梵歌》当中 ，Krishna 曾经用整个的一章《绝对者的富裕》来描述他的富裕。
And then he tells Arjuna, "But this is just a spark of my splendor."
但是最后的时候 ，Krishna。他对 Arjuna 说，这只是我辉煌的一闪。
So when we have a relationship with someone, and then we describe their qualities.
比如说我们和某一个人有一种特定的关系，然后我们去描绘他的品格。
And we think the person is honest.
我们以为这个人是非常的诚实，说的是真话。
And we really convince ourselves that the person actually is good looking.
然后我们的确是想要说服自己，这个人他真的是非常的英俊，或者说他非常的漂亮美丽。
But we don't know how much influence that person has.
但是我们却不知道这个人他有多大的影响力。
The amount of wealth that this person has is very questionable.
这个人他究竟拥有多少的富裕，这个也是非常难讲的。
And the habits of that person also questionable.
而且这个人的他的这个习惯习性也很难说。
Whether the person is clean.
就这个人他是不是一个爱干净的人。
Whether the person is a genius.
他是一个。天才吗？
How many of the qualities of Krishna can we put to a person in this material world?
就是在这个物质世界上，针对一个凡人，你想能够在他能够用多少 Krishna？ 刚才我们说的这些品质去放在他的身上去描述他。
It's literally impossible.
那这是不可能的，一个人不可能同时拥有这么多的品格。
No one in this material world.Has all these qualities in full.
那在这个物质世界上，没有一个人的身上能够体现完整的体现出所有的这些品格。
So Srila Prabhupada used to say, if you meet someone who's got all these qualities, You've just met Krishna.
那释迦牟尼还以前经常说的，如果你遇到了一个人，他集所有的这些品质于一身，那你就知道他就是 Krishna， 不是别人了。
And even if you do meet Krishna, these qualities that you think he has so many more.
那你就算是你已经遇到了 Krishna， 你也在他的身上看到了所有的这些品质了，但你要知道。这还仅仅是其中的一部分，他的这样的品质是无极无限的。
By reading these qualities, we get just a glimpse of what perfection is.
那就是通过读这些品格，去遇到了解到这些品格，我们就对于这个就是完美有这么。些许的了解，只是一瞥而已。
And just when we think that Krishna's qualities are amazing, wait until you hear the qualities of Srimati Radharani.
那我们现在正在惊叹于 Krishna 的品格是那么的完美啊！那你稍等片刻，等一会儿要之后我们说到 Radharani 的这个品格的时候，那才会更让你惊奇。
So we'll describe Srimati Radharani's qualities next time.
那关于 Srimati Radharani 的这个品格，我们留待下一节课再来讨论。
And it will be very appropriate because next time it will be already Kartik, which is the month of Srimati Radharani.
那么下一周我们来。探讨 Srimati Radharani 的品格就再也恰当不过了，因为下一周 Kartik 月就开始了，而这个月就是属于 Radharani 的。
So we'll stop here.
Panchatattva das 询问 Hare Krishna 顶戴帕布玛坦提和奉献者，奉献者如何消除骄傲、愤怒、仇恨等这些障碍 ？Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances.How can the devotees remove all the obstacles like the arrogance, pride, anger, and hatred?
These ones specifically?
Obstacles like these. So this is the main thing you need to talk, and you may relate to other things too.Other obstacles.
These material qualities are symbolic of the false ego.
这些物质的这些品质啊，就是这些特点。你说的骄傲、愤怒、仇恨这些东西，其实恰恰就是我们的这个假我存在的一个象征。
So the false ego means that.We put ourselves first before everything else.
所谓假我就是我们把自己置于一个中心，而去忽略其他的一切。
The cure for this is to move ourselves from the center and to actually serve others.
那怎么样去治愈这种假我的这个毛病呢？就是把自己从这个中心的这个地位给它挪开，然后非常谦卑的去服务他人。
And when we try to serve others and make others Krishna conscious, gradually we develop saintly qualities and these material qualities disappear.
当我们去服务他人，帮助他人也获得 Krishna 知觉的时候，我们的内心，那我们就会越来越得到这个净化，然后是逐渐的得到了培养。那么这些。
But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that we also have to be very careful with success in spiritual life.
不过 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他也说过这样的一句话，对于在奉爱服务当中的、奉爱生活当中的成功，我们也要谨慎小心的对待。
Because we can become very proud and very arrogant, with being.Expert in practicing devotional service.
就是说我们可能会为自己非常善于这个修习 Krishna 知觉而感到心生这种傲慢之心，变得非常骄傲，或者是去这种轻慢之心就会升起。
For example, some devotees become very proud for distributing many books.
比如说，有些奉献者比较擅长派书，派了很多书，他自己就引以为豪，觉得非常的骄傲。
And in the name of book distribution, they claim that they please Srila Prabhupada.
他们以派书的这个名义自称是取悦了Srila Prabhupada。
That they will go by any possible means to distribute the books and let everyone know how good they are in distributing Prabhupada's books.
然后呢，他们无计不施，用各种各样的方法去派发Srila Prabhupada的书。当他们派发了很多的书的时候，他还要告知于全天下，让所有的人知道他在派书方面，派Srila Prabhupada的书籍方面是多么的出色。
And they're not shy to promote their generosity in giving freely donations.
比如说还有一些人，他们会非常看似非常慷慨的去捐很多很多的钱，然后他们也不会羞于去，他们就是大张旗鼓的自吹自擂，他们对此也不会感到非常的。害羞不好意思。
They let everyone know, look how much money I'm giving, look how many books I'm giving.
他这样的人，他让所有的人知道，你看，我派了这么多的书，我捐了那么多的钱。
This is not a symptom of humility or proper attitude to remove the false ego.
那这不是一种非常好的谦卑的这种品格humility and what did you say just the other word humility 这就是说这个并不是一种非常谦卑的一种品质，而且呢，这个也不利于你把刚才你问题里所提到的这种骄傲、愤怒、仇恨或者这些负面的这种品格给清除。
We have to pray to Krishna to help us.Develop Vaishnav qualities by serving other devotees without expecting anything in return.
我们应该要去培养自己毫无所求的不求回报的去服务奉献者，去为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
And we should never forget that Krishna always reciprocates accordingly.
而且我们也要知道 Krishna 他是。时刻他都会根据奉献者的付出和他的这种态度而相应的给予回报的。
So if we calculate every move we make to our favor, then Krishna is going to calculate every move he's going to make that are not going to be in our favor.
那如果说我们在奉献服务当中每行一步都比较算计，就算我走出这一步就这么去计算，我走出这一步的时候，我能够收获哪些对我有利的东西？那如果我们如此算计的话 ，Krishna 他也会非常的算计的，他会算计的，我怎么样走出一步对你不利。
There is nothing worse in devotional service than to be calculating with every move we make.
我们每行一步都如此算计的话，那我们的这些。所谓的奉献服务就没有任何的价值。
Which means that by calculating means we are motivated to achieve something which actually may not be devotional.
就是我们如果总是这么算计的话，那就意味着我们每做一件事情，好像都是想要去获得某一些结果，而并不是非常单纯的这个奉献服务。
And therefore, we should never forget.That devotional service is not something that we take; it's something which is given.
所以我们一定要记住，奉爱服务并不是我们去所求而来的，而是被赐予的。就是被赐予之后，你去谦卑的接受，这个叫做奉献服务。
We can't claim this is my service and no one can touch it.
你不能说这个服务就是我的，谁都不能介入，谁都不能碰。
Krishna and the spiritual master and the senior devotees can take away your service anytime.
Krishna 还有灵性导师，其他的奉献者，他可以在任何一个时候拿走你的奉献服务。
Prabhupada used to do this all the time with devotees.
之前Srila Prabhupada 经常是这样对待他的奉献者的。
As soon as Prabhupada could detect that a devotee had material motivation to do something, Prabhupada would remove that person from the service.
是啊 ，Prabhupada 他一旦的就是看到能够一下子的。就是洞察到某一个奉献者在做一个奉献服务的时候是带着物质动机的，他立刻就会把这个人从这项服务当中清除出去。
Now the ultimate test is when we chant japa.
那么最终怎么样来检测我们的 Krishna 知觉呢？那终极而言就是我们的 japa。
We should be honest to admit that when we have these material qualities.Which are not qualities, but they are material. They are actually blocking our expression of chanting the holy name.
那就是我们得要非常虚心的承认这一点，就是当我们有这些品质，实际上这个都谈不上叫做品质，因为都是非常世俗物质的这种，这种品格这些缺点。那当你有了这些的时候，其实你的内心是被。堵住的，你没有办法让你非常好的在这个唱诵加法当中去表达这个纯粹的情感。
So in other words, everything will be tested by the quality of our rounds.
所以说呢，就是说我们的念诵，我们念诵的这些圈数，其实终极而言就可以检验我们的一切。
So if you are very humble when you chant your rounds, and then once you put down your bead bag, you begin to be arrogant and proud and angry. What's the meaning of chanting?
那如果说一个人他念诵的时候他是比较谦卑的，但是一旦把这个念珠带放下了，就开始非常的傲慢、骄傲、愤怒等等。那你的这个念诵又是怎么回事呢？能说明什么呢？
Chanting is the expansion of service, and service is the expansion of chanting. There has to be harmony, and they have to perfectly match.
这个念诵呢是奉献服务的扩展，奉献服务又是念诵的这个扩展，所以两者应当是非常完美的匹配的，相辅相成的。好，这个问题先回答到这里。下一个问题来自 Vada Priya David Dasi， 感谢 Papu 的精彩讲课，感谢翻译和主持的甜美服。您刚刚讲了主的不同品质，那么在 Vrindavan 显现的是主本人，那么其他化身是主 Narayana 还是他本人呢？如 Narsimhadev 和主 Chaitanya 还有主 Ram。Thank you very much for your wonderful class. Thank the host and the translator for your sweet service. You just mentioned the different qualities of the Lord. So we know that in Vrindavan, it's the Krishna manifesting himself. Then what about the other incarnations like Lord Narayana? Is he also Krishna the original? And what about Lord Narsimhadev and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Ram?
There is absolutely no difference between them.
你刚才所说的这些化身还有 Krishna 是没有分别的，绝对是没有区别的。
Vishnu, Narayan,
Ramanadev,
Kalki,
还有 Karki,
Lord Chaitanya,
这些化身，这些主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Lord Ram.
还有 Ram, 主 Rama,
there is no difference between them.
他们之间是没有分别的。
They are all the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他们都是至尊人格首身。
But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是 Krishna 呢，却是原本的至尊人格首身，最原初的。
This is very nicely explained in Brahma Samhita.
这个在 Brahma Samhita。婆罗门摩赞，或者叫梵天本集里面提到了。
Krishna is the original candle, and all the other candles take from that original candle.
Krishna 他是第一根蜡烛，最原本的那根蜡烛，然后其他的那些化身就好像是其他的蜡烛一样，一根一根的在这个。最原本的这个蜡烛的基础上点燃的。
So there is avatar and there is avatari.
所以有 avatar 和 avatari.
So Avatari is the source of all the avatars.
Avatari 就是化身之源。
So Krishna is the avatari, he is the source of all the avatars.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就是 avatari， 他是 avatar， 所有化身的源头。
And Lord Chaitanya is also avatari because he is none different from Krishna, the original supreme personality of Godhead in Goloka Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也是 avatari， 就是化身之源，因为呢，他就是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的至尊人格首身。
So they each manifest different qualities.
所以每一个化身，它会展示出不同的特质。
They each perform different pastimes.
然后每一个化身都有他自己的逍遥时光。
But each of them is the absolute truth.
而每一个呢，都是绝对的真理。下一个问题其实说的 ，Mataji 上周没有回答最后一个问题：一元论修成后个体没了，还能被神恢复灵性个体吗？这个是我们在今天讲课的一开始就先回答了这个问题。He repeated the first question you answered before the class. Do you want to repeat it?
I answered it.
哦，这个问题呢，你等会儿听录音，听录音就是在我们今天课的一开始就先回答了这个问题，后面才开始讲今天的正课的。OK， 啊、，Smoky Rada Mataji 询问说转。普行僧提问，请问老师是不是一个人假我死去以后就会对物质轮回的东西不感兴趣了？ There is a question forwarded by Smoky Rada from the ascetic. My question for the teacher is someone has a netizen name called ascetic. I want to confirm if my understanding is right. When someone's false ego dies, then he will not have any interest in things related to reincarnation, which is material.
False ego dies?
Yeah, that's his original words. That means when you remove your false ego, when your false ego disappears.
When the false ego disappears, the real ego appears.
当这个假我消散之后呢，这个真我就展示出来了。
If something is false, it means there's something real.
既然有假，就有真。
So the false ego is the identification with the body.
那什么叫假我呢？假我就是说是你认同于你的物质的肉体。
And the real ego is the identification with the soul.
而真正的自我呢？是对灵魂的认同。
So when you identify with the soul, it means that you have understood your eternal relationship with Krishna, and when that is completely realized, there is no more reincarnation.
那当你有了这个真我啊，就真正的对灵魂的觉悟之后，你就已经，就是认同于你跟 Krishna 之间的这种灵性的这种关系。那么当你恢复了灵性的这个身份的时候，你自然就会对这个轮回这些物质的东西不感兴趣。
So as long as we identify with the body, we must take birth again.
所以呢，只要我们还是认同于我们的躯体的话，就一定还会出生，就是也就是说依然会有轮回。
Now, we have to be careful with the meaning of identifying with the soul.
那么关于认同于灵魂这一点呢，我们还要非常的小心。
Because some believe that their soul is to merge with Krishna's supreme soul.
因为有些人坚信他的这个灵魂，就是说要跟 Krishna 的至尊的灵魂融合，融入到 Krishna 的至尊灵魂中。
And that they can become one with Krishna.
然后他们觉得就是跟 Krishna 可以合一了。
So if that's the case, then one will have to take birth again.
如果说他还是这样的一种觉悟的话，那么这样的人终归有一天还是会回到物质轮回之中。
The spirit soul is only fully satisfied when it's engaged in Krishna's service.
这个灵魂它是灵性的，只有在对 Krishna 的爱心服务之中才能够得到一种全然的满足。
OK,
好。Smoky Rada Mataji, 那么今天的问题就是这些了，是吗？ Hari Bol. OK,
Finished?
Yes, finished.
Okay, so we'll stop here.
好，我们今天的课就讲到这里。
We pray that you will have a very memorable Kartik season.
我们祈祷大家会有一个终身难忘的 Kartik 之月。
We will speak more about Kartik next week.
下一周的时候，关于这个 Kartik 月，我们会再进一步的给大家讲。
So that begins on November 1st.
这个是在11月1日开始的。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shumukhi Mataji ki jai, Krishna Premi Mataji ki jai, Kashadesh Yatra ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
来跟太知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束。我们现在还是在讲《玛迦丽拉》中篇逍遥的第23章，生命的终极目标，对守神的爱。下周同一时间，星期三早上7点再见 ，Hare Krishna。